This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, tonight for you.
Yeah, big concert. Ford Field, AC/DC. I can't wait. This is my Christmas present from my wife. And we've been looking forward to this for a while. We've actually have some friends that have bought tickets near us as well. They're going to go. We're going to meet up at the concert. I can't wait. This is kind of one of those on the bucket list. And I like all genres of music. This obviously takes me back to my childhood. They predate my childhood. But I think there's a lot of people that, as soon as, you know, Thunderstruck and some of their great songs come on, it's a turn it up. As soon as it comes on the radio, you turn it up, right? Because you just enjoy the excitement, the energy level. I had no idea. I don't know why. It never entered my mind the age of the band until I started following them on Instagram and I'm looking at some of their concerts. Now, they still rock it.
I was going to ask, do you expect them to hold up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I know some people have gone to shows thinking and not been happy.
Oh, no, I've seen them. I've seen a lot of their shows, you know, that for what they've shown on Instagram. Now I know, okay, they could pick and choose what they're going to put out there. But Angus Young, their lead guitarist, mm-hmm. I was shocked when I saw how old he looked. And so I looked it up, and all of these guys in the band, the current members of the band, are from 68 to 77 years old. And so then I went back, obviously, and looked at when they started as a band. It was, again, I said it predates me. It's 1973.
Right.
And so I'm curious, has their music held up? Like, do you...
You're looking at me.
Yeah, well, because you're the youngest one here.
No, it's funny you bring this up because, I mean, their hits all happened before I was born. Even the late stuff. Like, mm-hmm. Thunderstruck came out before I was born. Back in Black came out before I was born. Highway to Hell, clearly. I mean, you go back far enough. But I know all these songs.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
This isn't a Bronner's moment. I'm not going to let everybody down. I know AC/DC.
Yeah.
You have to be one of the youngest people going tonight, though, right?
I don't think so. I will be interested to see what the median age will be, but because, like, if you go into a stadium and you Google, and everybody does this, right? Some of your playlists are, you know, best stadium songs, whether you use it to work out to or what. Thunderstruck is one of them. That it's always one of them. And you hear their music because it energizes a stadium. It energizes people. That's what I said. The song comes on the radio, and all of a sudden, it's kind of, yeah, turn this one up a little bit. It's one of those. And so, I know I won't be the youngest because my wife will be with me, and she is younger than I am.
You guys will not be the youngest.
I wouldn't think so.
No, there's not a lot of new rockers out there. Like, okay, so when these guys all die, who are going to be the next big rock and roll bands? Like, there's not... many out there. Like, AC/DC to me is up there with a band that you're introducing to your child. Like, here, let me teach you about rock and roll, right? Like, so younger generations learn about them through their parents, and obviously these songs are still out there. You're not gonna be the youngest ones there.
And their music has stood the test of time.
Yes.
And it will, even when these guys are passed and people are playing these songs, it's gonna stand the test of time. And Heather, you may still be a little bit younger for this one, but like the 80s, we all remember the one-hit wonders.
Oh, sure.
Right, where it was just one song and then they just faded into oblivion. The bands of that stand the test of time, the 70s, the 80s, like, I don't know that we have that type of music. So when our kids, like when Lucy is 48 years old, 30 years from now, will she, you know, be talking about the great music of her teen years? I just don't know that we have those bands. And I don't want to get into the whole genre thing. And I know that there's people that love all different kinds of music, but
you don't think people are going to be in the retirement home blaring Drake, Hotline Bling?
I just don't feel like I don't feel like it'll last as long.
So we have so many different questions we could ask people. What do you want to know from people on the phones?
Well, I want to know what, first of all, anybody going? And will I see you tonight? Is this a band that you're sharing with your kids? Because when you listen to their music, they don't have, okay, I know there's some music or there's some songs that have, you know, some risky lyrics, but there's no bad language in it. And the crowd could get a little ruckus, but are you taking your kids?
Can you take your kids? Will you take your kids?
Will you take your kids?
Yeah. Okay. Tonight, little date night.
Uh-huh.
You're going to the concert, AC/DC at Ford Field. And I joked. I said, are you going to be the youngest people there? People are calling in. They're bringing their kids.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those classics that holds up.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll share a text from Baseball Nate. He's bringing his kids. Those are the friends that we're going to meet there. And both of his kids are softball players. And they have Thunderstruck and TNT as their walk-up songs.
How old are their kids?
They are 12 and 9.
Okay. I was just curious. Like, what is the appropriate age for a kid to go to a concert like this?
I don't know, that's
about right.
Yeah,
right?
That's like about 10-ish? Right. Yeah. 8, 9, 10. Yeah. Somewhere in there.
You want them to remember it.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You want them to enjoy this type of music, be old enough for the noise, the crowd.
The beautiful part of, especially for these two lucky kids, is this music is already a part of their life.
Right.
And I was never a live concert goer until I met my wife. And now live concerts are something that I love to do.
Most
are
live.
Because, well, yes, no, I know, but like live music. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, live concerts.
I like to go to the concerts where they just play music out of the speaker.
Yes, yeah. But I mean, I was never a concert goer. Live music was not my thing.
I know what you meant.
And now I've been to so many concerts with my wife and hearing it live. It just is a completely different energy. And then when I hear it after that, it adds more context to it. So I love doing it now.
8 o'clock hour, we'll get back into the Pistons. We'll get to what Iserman had to say at the podium. But John, just reset this before we take calls. What do you want to hear from people?
I want to know, are you taking your kids? And one, how old is old enough? And how are you sharing the music of your youth with the kids of today? And because the other text I got was from a college friend of mine who said, you know, as soon as I hear AC/DC, I feel like I got to warm up for basketball. And because Thunderstruck, all of these songs were part of that, you know, you put that mixtape together, which you have to use to tape off the radio. And that's part of the layup line. It's part of warming up for football. It's what you listen to in the locker room on the cassette tape before you go out there. Like, it's all a part of it, and it's a flood of memories. Maybe that's the other thing. When you hear Thunderstruck, when we came out there, what memory did it invoke? Because great music will do that.
Let's get right to it. A lot of people want to talk. Adam in Algonac, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, all. Hey, Jansen, I just want to let you know, as a fellow full-grown immature adult, there are never enough wiener jokes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I agree.
Anytime. And I want to say my dad raised me right. I'm 39 years old. Some of my favorite bands, Rolling Stones, AC/DC, Fleetwood Mac. My son will be 13 in June. I'm taking him tonight to the concert. AC/DC is his favorite band. We got the tickets as a gift too for Christmas for my girlfriend, and I can't wait, man. I really can't. We jam out to it all the time. We jam out to all old school music. He even knows a lot of Motown. But the moment I'm waiting for tonight is during Shoot to Thrill, in that breakdown when the whole place is rocking and clapping, sharing that moment with him, because this will be. Technically his second concert, but the first concert he ever went to was with Santana when he had that medical issue.
Okay.
So tonight is his first real concert, and I can't wait to see him freak out and have a blast there tonight.
Good for you. Have a great time. Hope to see you there.
You too. Y'all be safe. Have a great rest of the day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Adam.
I love that.
Yeah, because
it, I was like tearing up. Like, yes, create those memories with your kid. I love it.
Uh-huh.
Let's get to Matt in Waterford. Matt, you're next up. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk. I heard you guys talking about the AC/DC concert, and I just wanted to chime in because we're pretty jacked. I am going tonight with my whole family. My wife and I are 40, so this music transcends with us as our parents grew up listening to it, and we're sharing it with our kids. Who my son turns 11 in May here, and my daughter, who is 8. So we're ready to rock, and this has been going on for about 2 years, ever since my son heard them for the first time. He can't stop. He sings it in the shower. He sings it in his room. And we surprised them, actually, over Easter with these tickets, and he was in absolute shock, couldn't believe it. Because he just said, hey, Dad, do you think we could ever go to an AC/DC concert? And this was, like I said, 2 years ago. I said, I don't know if they're ever going to tour again, buddy, but we'll see. And as soon as we found out they were in Detroit, my wife and I figured it out. And we said, we're doing this because it's about those memories. And I'm beyond thrilled to see his reaction tonight. It's going to be a blast. And, John, hopefully we see you there.
That'd be great. Love to. Make sure you say hi. What's your son's favorite song?
Pretty much TNT. I mean, I think I have full videos. He knows every single lyric to it, and the antics, the movements, Angus movements. He kind of embodies it, and he goes full force with it when he's singing
it
around the house.
He's going to be rocking in the aisle. I know it. That's great.
Matt, appreciate the phone call. You won't miss John. You pick him out of a crowd. People have pointed that out. Poor souls who have to sit behind John tonight.
Because we'll be standing up the whole time.
Yeah, so that's an obstructed view.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since four rows behind, you're going to have an obstructed view as well. We'll keep collecting these ticket texts and your phone calls. It's 97.1.